It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hi, this is Larry London. I welcome you to Border Crossings. Today we have a very special show in store for you for the next hour. Today we're turning back the hands of time, and we are looking back at some of the biggest and best moments in Border Crossings history. The program is 20 years young, and so it's my pleasure to bring you some of the highlights from the last 20 years of Border Crossings. We'll be talking this hour with the Black Eyed Peas, Beyonce, Katy Perry, Jason Derulo, Lady Gaga, Taylor Swift, Chris Brown, One Direction, Aretha Franklin, some of the biggest stars, and they will shine right here on Border Crossings. So let's go back and relive some of the highlights. It's the best of Border Crossings.
Hi, this is Larry London from the Voice of America, and we're here at the Verizon Center in Washington, and sitting across from me is one of the most beautiful, absolutely gorgeous, talented young ladies in the world of entertainment and show business, Beyonce. Welcome to Washington, D.C.
Thank you.
It's such an honor to have you here on The Voice of America. First of all, how's the tour going?
The tour is going so well. It's one of my favorite tours. I've been on a lot of tours, maybe 9 or 10. And I don't know if it's because I have an all-female band and if it's just all of that female energy. We're having so much fun. And, you know, I've been kind of renting out pool parties and skating rinks. And we've been really enjoying ourselves. And I've been from Japan to all over Europe. And now I'm in America. And I've met some amazing people. And it's really been a blast.
Now, what is the feeling like for you when you're on stage in Japan where they don't speak English, but they know all the words to your songs?
It's fascinating. You know, every time I'm in a different country, I'm a little afraid, like, maybe this isn't going to work. Maybe they won't know this song, or maybe they won't understand this dance or whatever. And it's fascinating to see how music is something that is so universal, and it's the language that we all speak. And it doesn't matter if they don't speak English. They somehow know every melody and every lyric to the songs, and it's so beautiful to watch.
Now, looking back, did you ever imagine you'd be where you are today? I mean, you're growing up in Texas, you started a band, you were a dancer and a singer as a little girl, and now you're a businesswoman. I mean, you've got House of Darien, which is a very successful clothing line, a movie career, music career. I mean, do you ever stop and say, wow, is this really going on?
Absolutely. When I was a little girl, I never, ever imagined that I would have this career. And because it was so far away, I came from Houston, Texas. There wasn't many R&B pop stars from Houston, Texas. So it just felt like it was just a dream. And slowly, our career has just grown and blossomed. And it wasn't something that happened overnight. And I'm happy. I'm grateful for that because I've been able to prepare myself slowly instead of just waking up and becoming a celebrity. It just kind of grew with me. So I've been able to handle things a little different from a lot of other celebrities. But I forget that I'm famous, and I forget sometimes. Like, I'll just go driving and go to a store, and I'm like, what am I thinking? It might be paparazzi out here. I can't just do this anymore.
VOA broadcasts all around the world in 60 countries and to the troops as well. Is there something you'd like to say to the men and women in the Middle East right now?
Absolutely. I'd like to say thank you. And I'd like to say that I admire your bravery and your strength and your integrity, and we can't wait for you to come home. God bless you. We're all praying for you.
Thank you very much, Beyonce.
Thank you.
Another classic Border Crossings interview on VOA 1.
First of all, congratulations on the success of the new album, Monkey Business, platinum, and soon to be, you know, double platinum. You've closed in on 10 million records. We're talking to Fergie and Taboo of Black Eyed Peas. Welcome to Washington.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much.
Well, you guys are the hottest thing in music right now. Congratulations on the MTV Europe Award. You just picked up Best Pop Group.
Yes, it was very exciting. It was such a surprise that I took my purse up on stage. It was really embarrassing. But we didn't expect to win that one.
Now, I had heard that you were working on a solo album, Fergie. Is that true?
Yeah, we're all working on solo projects. But, yeah, we're taking off January, February to work on that. So it should be out next year.
And you guys have been on tour for what seems to be close to a year now. You've just joined the Gwen Stefani tour. You were on your own tour. And I guess you're going back to Europe in probably another month, I read somewhere.
Yeah, like November 16th, 17th, something like that. But we've been touring since 1998 constantly. We took 1 year off to do Elephant, which was our third record. And we've been constantly on a go, and it's fun because we get to be with our best friends, get to visit different countries that we never imagined we would be at, like Vietnam and Philippines. So it's just beautiful. It's a beautiful experience.
Voice of America broadcasts all around the world, around in the Middle East, Africa, Europe, Asia. One of the unique things about the Voice of America, we're heard by the troops who are listening to us in Iraq, and I wanted to give you an opportunity, if there's anything you'd like to say, to address perhaps the military men and women who are listening right now.
Oh, what's up to the military? This is Fergie.
What's up? This is Taboo.
This is Apple the App.
And we're the Black Eyed Peas. And we just want to send a message out. Thank you so much for all your hard work out there. Thank you.
And congratulations to you guys. Continued success. Monkey Business, best album out there.
Thank you.
VOA 1 is taking you back through our hottest interviews with Larry London.
I got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. I feel it. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. Tonight's the night. Let's live it up. Spin it up, go out and smash it, like oh my god, jump out that sofa, let's kick it off. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. A feeling. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. A feeling. Tonight's the night. Hey, let's live it up.
Let's live it up.
I got my money.
Hey.
Let's spin it up.
Let's spin it up.
Go out and smash it.
Smash it.
Like oh my god.
Like oh my god.
Jump out that sofa.
Come on.
Let's get off. Fill up my cup.
Drink.
Mazel tov.
L'chaim.
Look at her dancing.
Move it, move it.
Just take it off. Let's paint the town.
Paint the town.
We'll shut it down.
Shut it down.
Let's burn the roof.
And then we'll do it again.
Let's do it, let's do it, let's do it, let's do it, and do it, and do it, let's live it up and do it, and do it, and do it, do it, do it, let's do it, let's do it, let's do it, do it, do it, do it.
Here we come, here we go, we gotta rock, 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 rock. Easy come, easy go, now we on top, feel the shot, body rock, rock it, don't stop, round and round.
This is a Border Crossing special with our best interviews from the hottest artists.
Hi, this is Larry London for the Voice of America, backstage at the 930 Club in downtown D.C. And across from me is not only one of the most beautiful ladies in music, but certainly one of the most talented and definitely trend-setting. We'd like to welcome Katy Perry to the Voice of America.
Thank you so much. I'm very happy to be here with all y'all that are listening and watching. Thank you for having me on.
I got to ask you, I mean, the first question is, how does someone go from recording a gospel album into the world of pop?
Well, yeah, a lot of people ask that question because it is definitely a different hop, skip, jump away from where I started. But when I made my gospel record, I was 15, and I was still kind of under my parents' household. And beyond that, that was the only thing that really mattered to me at that moment as a 15-year-old young lady. And so I sang about that, and that was the only thing I knew. I didn't really have any other social life or didn't know pop culture because growing up, I grew up with two parents as ministers. So everything was really related to faith. And so, you know, naturally I sang about what I knew, which was that. And then, you know, I had a very short-lived kind of career, if you would even call it a career, maybe a couple-month career in the gospel music industry that didn't last so long. I wanted to be successful, but unfortunately, my record label that signed me there, they went under, and so did my record. So thus far, I was not Amy Grant. So I just wanted to keep making music. And I moved away from home when I was 17 with the blessing of my parents to Los Angeles. And I started working with this producer named Glenn Ballard, who is a lovely producer. He produced Jagged Little Pill for Alanis Morissette. And naturally, I just started to kind of grow up, you know, and see things in my life for the first time without any rules or regulations. Not that I went crazy about it, but I just started singing about what I was going through without blinders, I guess. And I started to become this sponge and just soak everything up. And, you know, I never put any kind of limitations on what I should say when I'm writing a song. And I just have lived such a full life already, I think. And I sang about kind of just, you know, the emotional roller coaster of a young 17 to 23 year old woman.
And how does it feel for you when you go on tour internationally? You perform somewhere like Japan,
yeah,
where they don't speak English, but they know all the words to Katy Perry
songs.
Crazy,
right?
Yeah,
I'm like, I feel like an English teacher in some ways. Well, it's one of those things that is really probably most surprising to me because, I mean, I'd hoped that I would catch that lucky star, but I didn't know it would be like a worldwide sing-along. You know, I didn't know that If I went to a small place in Germany, if I went to another place in Japan or, you know, Mexico, that everybody would sing. And I'm just happy that they are singing along.
And, you know, I know that you're going on stage in a few minutes, so I wanted to give you a chance to say hi to the troops.
Before, yes.
You know, and because I know that they support your music. I get a lot of email from them to
really?
Play Katy Perry songs. Yes, so
thank you, guys.
In addition to the troops, of course, you're huge with everybody. But, you know, the troops are also watching and listening.
Well, all I want to say to them is take care of yourselves, because I would love to meet you. And thank you for doing an incredible job and protecting the people we love. And, you know, even though you might seem like you're millions of miles away, everyone is thinking about you. You're always at the forefront of our minds. So, yeah, just come back in one piece, please. I would love that.
Thank you, Katy Perry. The album's One of the Boys, and she is truly a superstar, and she's going to be here for a long time to come. So,
thank you kindly.
Thank you very much for being a part of the Voice of America. Thank you.
Yeah, y'all know what it is. Katy Perry, Juicy J. Let's rave.
I knew you were. You were gonna come to me.
And here you are.
But you better choose carefully.
'Cause I'm
capable of anything, of anything, and everything.
Make me your Aphrodite.
Of our best interviews of all time on Border Crossings.
Larry London, Jingle Ball,
coolest guy on the planet right here. Talk Dirty, yeah, doing so well. What a great year you've had. Jason Derulo, welcome to Voice of America.
Thank you so much. Yeah, this year has been a total whirlwind, man. And, you know, we're here at iHeart's Jingle Ball here in the D.C. And it's amazing because it's like a celebration, especially because, you know, iHeart and all the fans have made me the most played male artist in 2014.
Whoa,
so definitely want to, yeah, thank you. Thank you to all the fans and thank you to iHeart Radio for real, for real. Crazy.
I heard you being interviewed, and somebody asked you, you said Jason Derulo in a lot of your songs. And you promised not to do that anymore in the future.
Well, not to, for me to sing it, nah.
Somebody else will sing it. Now you can hire someone.
You know what? Like, for Wiggle, Snoop said my name. I didn't, like, ask him to say it.
Right,
my name.
Right, right.
For Talk Dirty, that happened a little different, too, because the person that we brought in an Asian friend of ours, and, she was just like ad-libbing all over the track, and she said Jason. I was like, oh, that's fucking amazing. All right, put it in. So it kind of just happens, but me actually singing my name, that probably won't happen anymore.
And I know Trumpets is doing very well for you. What's the next single off of you?
We've done 5 already. I think I'm good.
Another one for the 2015?
Yeah, so I'm working on new music now, which I'm really excited about. Yeah, you know, I think we've ran the album.
The
album
is, course.
Yeah, for sure.
How's your neck doing? That's important to ask because I know you broke your neck a few years ago. You
man,
okay?
It's totally good. It's like a bad dream, man. You know, it's something that happened that I was able to learn from and grow from. But look at the outcome, man. You know, it was a crazy time, and during that time, I wrote all of these songs and 5 platinum singles off the Talk Dirty album later. So you know, it's
You're
crazy.
Awesome.
Everything happens for a reason, man.
You are awesome.
Thank
and
you.
I want to give you a chance to say hi to the worldwide audience. They support you. They love you. I get a lot of email from.
Well, thank you so much. You know, for all the support. Thank you for requesting my songs on the radio.
Jason Derulo, the man. Talk Dirty. This is the Voice of America.
What you say? That you only meant well, of course you did. What you say?
Jason Derulo.
That it's all for the best, because it is.
Was so wrong for so long, only trying to please myself. Girl, I was caught up in her lust when I don't really want no one else. So, no, I know I should have treated you better, but me and you were meant to last forever. So let me in, give me another chance to really be your man. Cause when the roof caved in and the truth came out, I just didn't know what to do. But when I become a star, we'll be living so large, I'll do anything for you. So tell me, girl,
do what you say. That you only meant well, well, of course you did. Do what you say.
Oh, what you say, what you say.
That it's all for the best, because it is. Do what you say.
What did she say? How could I live with myself, knowing that I let our love go?
Love go.
And who would I do for one chance? I just gotta let you know. I know what I did wasn't clever, but me and you were meant to be together. So let me in, give me another chance to really be your man. Cause when the roof caved in and the truth came out, I just didn't know what to do. But when I become a star, we'll be living so large, I'll do anything for you. So tell me, girl,
do what you say. That you only meant well, well, of course you did. Do what you say.
Oh, what you say, what you say.
That it's all for the best, because it is. Do what you say.
Girl, tell me what you say.
I
don't want you to leave me, though you call me cheating. Tell me what you say.
I
really need you in my life, cause things ain't right, girl. Tell me what you say.
I
don't want you to leave me, though you call me cheating. Tell me what you say.
I
really need you in my life, cause things.
London is taking you back through our best interviews on Border Crossing.
Hi, this is Larry London from The Voice of America, and we've been talking about this now for several weeks, and finally the moment is here. We're very, very excited to welcome to our worldwide audience a young lady who has collected 3 number one hits this past year. On her way to number 4 from her debut album, we've got Lady Gaga.
Hi.
Welcome to Washington.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm really excited to be here.
What an unbelievable year with 3 number one songs off the debut album, soon to be your 4th. Paparazzi, which is on track to be number one again very, very soon. And with news this past week that Billboard is going to honor you with at the Women of the Year dinner that they're having.
I just can't believe it. It was a really life-changing year, and I just kind of pray every day and say thanks for all the things that have come my way. And the Rising Star Award is a very big deal. And you know, I was just a girl from New York that wanted to make her dad proud, and it's been a lot more than that this year, I think.
Now, has music always been in the plan for you? Is this what you kind of always dreamed of doing, and you're just living your dream, or is this all a surprise to you?
No, definitely. I mean, I've been playing piano since I was 4, and been studying, and whether it was in music theory classes or I was in jazz band or writing music. And around 14, I started to play out in local clubs. My mother would take me and sign me up on the open mic night sheet, and I would play little songs that I had written, and then I kind of built confidence, and I started going out more and more and doing that. And when I went to college, I started a band, and we were touring, and then I moved out. I mean, I could tell the story forever, but really it's just that I never gave up, and music's always been my destiny.
And one of the refreshing things about you is that you're very sincere. You're the real deal. I mean, you are an original, and you are who you are, and you're not affected by what other people say or whatever. You know, you just put yourself out there. The costumes, the outfits that you put on, you know, are just amazing. You know, everyone is better than the one before it. How can you continue to outdo yourself?
Well, I'm really blessed to have some really tremendous creative friends, and they stick by me, and I've always stuck by them. And I think that that's why we've kind of had the cultural response that we've had, is because I've never moved beyond what I know and love. Just because I sold some records didn't mean that I left my friends behind. I always brought them with me.
Check her out. It's Lady Gaga, who's our special guest here on The Voice of America, on her way to 4 number one hits from the debut album. And I wanted to give you a chance to say hi to the troops who are tuned in right now around the world as well, because they love your music. I get lots of email
requests. I love them too.
So just look at the camera and send a little Lady Gaga love.
Well, hello to all the troops who are working so hard to keep us all safe. I love you so much, and your work is so greatly appreciated by all of us. We love you. Bye.
Thank you, Lady Gaga. This is The Voice of America.
Cheese, I love.
gotta pick it up like a car. I'ma hit it, I'ma hit it, that locks onto it until tomorrow, yeah.
Shorty, I can see that you got so much energy.
The way you're twirling up them hips round and round.
There's no reason at all why you can't leave here with me.
In the meantime, stand, let me watch you break it down.
Check out this previously recorded interview with today's hottest artist.
Hi, this is Larry London at the Voice of America. We're backstage in Meriwether Post Pavilion, which is in Columbia. And sitting across from me is the hottest singer in not only country music, but you know, last year's top-selling female artist on the Billboard charts. We'd like to welcome Taylor Swift to the Voice of America. Welcome.
Hey.
It's great to have you on the show, and it's great to have you here in the Washington, D.C. area. How does it feel so far on the on your very first headline tour? How's things going?
It's been awesome on my first headlining tour. I've never been happier. You know, opening up for people for 3 years, it's like you learn so many things that you'd love to do if you were ever to go out by yourself. And getting to incorporate all of those things into a show, it just makes me so happy. It makes me so happy to be out there knowing that every single person in the audience, you know, bought a ticket with my name on it. It's pretty exciting.
Who are your role models?
My role models are people like Garth Brooks and Faith Hill. Mm-hmm. I just love the fact that they're so nice to people and they're so good to their fans. You know, you grow up and you have your favorite singers, and then when you meet all of them, that list kind of shifts to the people who are great people first and great musicians second. I've always aspired to be a great person first.
And I also read where you had some dating advice, or at least for guys that were interested in you, and this was to other girls about, you know, X number of, if they text, you know, you don't tend to respond to a certain number of texts, and don't call him back if he calls more than once or something like that. I don't know.
It's just a self-preservation thing. Like if you text a guy and he doesn't text you back, don't text him again. Mm. Like, I don't know, like a lot of girls do that and they're like, maybe he didn't get my text. It's like, no, he got it. He just didn't text you back. So don't be desperate and ever text twice in a row. Like I never like to call or text twice in a row. Just because, you know, you kind of learn along the way that that's not the way to go.
Taylor Swift, thank you so much for being our guest on The Voice of America. The troops
you.
And our international audience are in love with you and your music, and
aww,
we look forward to the next album.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Next mistake, love's a game, wanna play. New money, suit and tie, I can read you like a magazine. Ain't it funny, rumors fly, and I know you heard about me. So hey, let's be friends, I'm dying to see how this one ends. Grab your passport and my hand, I can make the bad guys good for a weekend. So it's gonna be forever, or it's gonna go down in flames. You can tell me when it's over, if the high
dressed like a daydream.
So it's gonna be forever.
It's torture. Don't say I didn't. Say I didn't warn ya. Boys only want love if it's torture. Don't say I didn't. Say I didn't warn ya. So it's gonna be forever.
Here's another classic Border Crossings interview with Larry London on VOA 1.
We're backstage here at Howard University in downtown Washington, D.C., and sitting across from me is the hottest man in music. Welcome to the Voice of America, Chris Brown.
Thank you for having me here.
It's great to have you here, Chris. Now, congratulations on all the things you've been winning.
Thank you.
Every award that exists you've got this year, and now AOL Music's 21 Under 21.
Oh, yeah.
When does it stop?
Don't stop. Got to keep rocking. Yeah.
Well, congratulations. I heard that the debut album's gone platinum.
Oh, yeah. It's platinum. Yeah.
That's great.
1.5.
And the tour is going well?
Tour is going incredibly well.
And tonight you got a big show here in D.C.
Definitely.
And when you were doing the sound check, I was listening. I heard you were doing a Michael Jackson song.
Yeah.
And I also heard you in your news conference talking about Michael Jackson influencing your dancing.
Yeah.
So it sounds like he's an important part in your...
Yeah. And like ever since I was little, I used to watch Michael.
Uh-huh. So who else influences Chris
Sam Cooke, just Michael Jackson and Sam Cooke. Listen
Sam
to some
Cooke.
Old school from my grandma.
Now, you started singing when you were, what, 11?
Yeah, 12? When I was about 11.
But dancing, you've been doing that a long time.
Ever since I was 2.
And how did you get interested in dancing?
It's something I always love to do.
Uh-huh. And you did it by watching?
Watching TV, just watching TV, seeing people dance, going to cookouts, seeing people dance, loving just hearing music and wanting to dance to music.
And you grew up here in the Virginia area.
Yeah, I grew up in Virginia.
So this is like coming home.
Yeah, VA.
You've seen all the family and friends again?
Oh, yeah.
That's cool. So we're broadcasting all around the world, and the troops are also tuning in right now to Chris Brown. I get a lot of email and requests for your music on my show. And I know they love your music. They love the album. And I want to give you a chance to say hi to the men and women in Iraq and Afghanistan that are watching.
Afghanistan and Iraq, all the troops out there, I want to thank y'all for the support, as well as y'all bravery and carefulness. You're being careful out there and making sure y'all do this with y'all family and y'all protecting the country and everything. So I love y'all. Thank y'all for that. Two up, two down in the building. AKA Charlie Brown, Chris Brown right here. So I just want to thank y'all. Thank you.
Chris Brown, thank you so much.
Thank
Congratulations.
You. All right, thank you.
You're listening to the best of Border Crossings on VOA 1.
Young boy gon' do. Damn them chicks with you. Gotta be a kid. They pretty thick with a kick that's sick. That need to be hit. So tell me what y'all gon' do. I got friends and you got friends. They hop out and you hop in. I got
This is a Border Crossing special with our best interviews from the hottest artists.
This is Larry London. We're downtown in Fairfax, Virginia, and sitting across from me, the hottest guy in the hottest band. We've got Harry Styles from One Direction, who's here in D.C. Welcome to D.C.
Thank you very much for having us.
It's great to have you guys here. Now, first of all, the obvious question is, I mean, how has all of this stuff affected you in the last year? I mean, you guys are now reviving boy bands and the British invasion again. So how's that hitting you?
Yeah, we're trying. I think, you know, for us, like, we're just normal lads. So, you know, we're normal teenage guys. So for all this to be happening is absolutely crazy. And we're having so much fun. We work so, so hard. So we play hard as well. So we have a lot of fun. It's great.
How does the comparison to the Beatles affect you? Because I know Sir Paul McCartney recently said something in an interview that to be careful about those comparisons.
Yeah, I think that is true. I think, you know, a lot of people aim to be stuff like the next Beatles, and I think if you base your career on trying to achieve someone else's goals, then I think that's kind of the wrong way to do it.
Thank you, Harry. Thank you so much. One Direction, the voice of America, and we're here with the band in Fairfax. Stay tuned. There's more music coming up.
You're listening to the best of Border Crossings with Larry London. Crossings interview on VOA 1.
This is Larry London for the Voice of America, and it's not often that you have an icon sitting across from you. A legend, icon, a woman who has inspired millions all around the world. We'd like to welcome to the Voice of America in Washington, the Queen, Aretha Franklin.
Thank you so much.
It's wonderful to have you in our studios here in D.C., and faith has always been a very large part of your life. Mm-hmm. You grew up, your father, you know, was a reverend and, mm-hmm. in his own church, and of course you sang gospel music when you first started.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And I traveled with him for many years.
And you released a gospel album a few years back as well. I did,
on the Chess label. That's mm-hmm. right, when I was 14.
Wow.
A few years ago, not that long.
Weren't making music, what do you think you'd be doing?
If I weren't making music, what would I be doing? Well, I had thought of being a Florence Nightingale. My mother was a nurse, and so I considered that. And executive secretary, I considered that. And a prima ballerina.
Ballet.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's fantastic.
Yes, I took some classes in New York over at the on Madison Avenue, the Academy of Ballet.
Mm-hmm.
And Arthur Mitchell had some classes with myself, and he gave me some moves that I was having a little trouble with at the Academy, and I learned them just like that.
No, it's wonderful. I'm glad mm-hmm. that you did get into music. There's so many people who have been touched by your music over the years. Mm. I was looking, and you have 20 Grammys. Mm-hmm. It's unfathomable to have 20 Grammys
for
one person.
That is wonderful. It is wonderful. It's a wonderful feeling.
I mean, yeah. Does any one stand out more than another in your mind? I mean, was there one in particular that...
No, they all just felt wonderful receiving each of them. Who is it? The Pink Panther. You know who I mean? The producer.
Of the song?
Of the Pink Panther.
Mancini?
Mancini mm-hmm. has 24.
Well, you know, I mean, you have obviously made a significant impact into music. Is there one moment that stands out in your mind above other moments as being kind of a defining point for Aretha Franklin? You said, you know, that you were satisfied, that you finally looked in the mirror and said, you know, I've arrived.
Well, to begin with, when you make the cover of The Jet, you've arrived for me coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, at coming up. When you make the cover of The Jet, you have arrived. Mm. Yeah.
Well, you're I guess Billboard named you one of the top 20 most influential artists of all time.
Yes, yes.
Rolling Stone in 2004, you were in the top five.
Yes.
You know, most influential, powerful mm-hmm. artists of
mm-hmm.
all time.
And of course, later on, as a more mature adult, you realize the importance of Billboard and Playboy and these other various industry magazines that are really important.
What kind of advice would you give to somebody who's starting now?
Get the diploma. Get the paper behind you. Because getting in the music industry is not a picnic. It's not going to be a picnic. A few artists become stars overnight and don't become a star. Always maintain your natural beauty, whatever it is you have to offer as a person. Maintain that. Don't become a star and you'll be all right.
Well, you've been listening to the best of Border Crossings, and I want to thank all of the record labels who've made all of the interviews possible with some of the great guests we've had in over the course of the last 20 years. Black Eyed Peas, Beyonce, Katy Perry, Jason Derulo, Lady Gaga, Taylor Swift, Chris Brown, One Direction, Aretha Franklin, and there's many more to come. So thank you so much for listening to our show, Border Crossings. Be sure to tell your friends about us. I want to thank our executive producer, Nick Marks, who put the show together today. Our director has been Vince Bonner. My name is Larry London, and I will see you soon with more Border Crossings on the VOA1 Music Network.